This is Joe Basso with Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I'm speaking with Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the drummer for Chickenfoot, I guess we're calling it for now. Something like that.
Something like that. I know, Chickenfoot. It's weird, but, you know. Yeah, we have some names, but I'm not sure what it's going to be for sure. But also, tell me what you think. The Nine has been bandied about. What do you think of that name?
The Nine.
The Nine.
And, well, there's four of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
What does the Nine Danny's mean?
Numerology thing. I think he's got some, I'm not really sure, but we're trying to do the music first, and then we'll get a name.
Maybe we should run a Music Radar contest for...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Come up with the best name, and you win a date with Joe.
He's kind of really married.
Okay, then just for the guys, a date with Joe.
That would work. And how nice of you to offer up Joe.
You know, because I know he's just that kind of a guy. He's just a team player. He take one for the team, so to speak.
Open to everything, basically.
Yeah, he's all comers, as they say.
He will be cringing when he hears this. Oh, God. So
for free bottles of tequila, so I'm just offering up free bottles of hot sauce from Mike Anthony. I don't really have anything to offer, you know, maybe a drumstick or something.
There you go. Let's talk Chickenfoot, or whatever we're calling the band.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to Sammy, but in your words, tell me how your involvement with the whole project came about.
Sammy and I are Cabo residents, and, you know, as most people know, he's kind of the mayor of Cabo down there.
Right.
You know, he has his club that he's been associated with, and obviously the tequila, and if you think of Cabo, you think of Sammy. And I just vacationed down there, and I really liked it about 5-6 years ago, and ended up getting a place. You know, it's close to Los Angeles. It's a quick flight down, and, you know, the weather's always hot, and it's a real nice place. So I bought a house down there, and probably 5 years ago, there were some pretty serious hurricanes. They have hurricane season around September and October. And I think I was on tour, and on a break, I went down just to check out my house. You know, I talked to the guy watching my house, and there was some damage and some water damage. So I just went down there, and I knew about his club and all that, but I'd never been there. And it happened to be in October, right around Sammy's birthday, that he unbeknownst to me, he always does these concerts down there where he brings his band and he plays, but I didn't know anything about it. So actually I saw Jerry Cantrell on the airplane.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He goes, "I'm going down to Cabo. I'm playing out at Cabo Wabo." Like, "Oh, great, because you should come down." I said, "Yeah, come down and check it out." Went down. My house was in one piece, and that night I went down there, you know, just going to kind of just check it out. And I turned the corner, and there's just a line down the street, around the block. There's a big screen outside. There's people going crazy. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, what the heck is going on here?" And sure enough, Sammy's playing, and it's just a madhouse. You know, I weaseled my way up to the front of the line. I said, "Hey, you know, I'm Chad, you know, from the Chili Peppers. I hate to do that, but I just, you know, Jerry invited me down, like, you know, Tommy Lee and all these other people were there." I said, "Wow, this is crazy." So they let me see your license, and gave me my license. And the guy at the door, and he came back a few minutes later. He goes, "Yeah, Sammy wants to see you." "Oh, okay." And I never met him. And so I go up to the dressing room area or whatever, and he's there. He's like, "Hey, man." You know, Sammy's just he's such a likable, you know, warm guy. And he's like, "Oh, man, I love your band, you know. I can't believe you're here." I said, "Yeah, I got a place." "Oh, you got a place here? Get out of here." "No way, man. You're a Cabo rat, you know." Next thing you know, I'm on stage, like, playing, you know. It was crazy. We just hit it off immediately. And so since then, I see him down there, and we just jam, and I jam with his band. And about 2 years later, Mike Anthony came down. I go, "I got to meet Mike. Man, Mike's the greatest." And, you know, I'm a huge Van Halen fan.
Sure.
I mean, you're a rock player. Who isn't? And I was like, "Wow, you know, this is cool." And we just kept in contact, and we played, I played with Mike, and so the three of us, we played once. It was Sammy's wife's birthday party, and everybody was dressed up, like, I think it was like a 70s theme, we got our afros and our bell bottoms on.
Big wide collars and...
Wide collars, thank you, yeah. You know, medallions and the platform shoes. And we played, and so that we needed a name, and I don't know who came up with it, but somebody came up with Chickenfoot. And so I think that's where that originates from. So it's the three of us. And, you know, people always talk, you get together with musicians, and they're like, yeah, we should do something sometime. Yeah. You know, he's got his band, and I've got mine. And finally just said, hey, let's do something when we got some time off. And I said, well, you know, through the years, you know, we'd all been playing. I've been traveling with my band. And after last September, a year ago last September, I said, Sam, I got some time off. We should do this. He goes, we need to get a guitar player. You know, I can't play guitar. We got to do something. Just a balls out rock band, just like Cream, or, you know, just something with real playing and just, you know, just a real, just a classic, you know, rock band, and everybody gets to stretch out and just and go for it and do what they do. And then he came up with Joe's name, and I was like, wow, Joe, man, that'd be great. He's, you know, I've been a fan of Joe's. You know, everybody just knows Joe's just a wonderful musician and a fantastic guitar player. And so he invited us to Vegas. He was doing, Sammy was doing a show in Vegas with his band, and Joe and Mike and myself showed up and played the encore. Never played before, did some covers, and it just felt really good. It was like, wow, yeah, I think this might work, you know? Just vibing off each other, and we had a great time. Everybody hit it off musically, and then personally, you know, we just... You know, Joe's more serious. You know, I think he's a good balance for Sam and myself, and Mike are a little kind of off the wall. And Joe's kind of got this, he's, I don't know if he's, maybe not serious is the right word, but he's less wild, I guess. I don't know, maybe there's a dark side to Joe I haven't seen yet.
Well, he's a very...
He's a good balance. You know him better than I do. Yeah. He keeps his grounded, I think. And, you know, then he just came up with some songs, and him and Sam got together, and we just worked them out real quick, threw them down on the demos, and they sounded great. It was really easy and natural and very organic. You know, no, we didn't really, you know, labor over it too much. You know, we just kind of, you know, they came in with these kind of basic ideas, and everybody added their personalities and put their vibe on it, and it just feels good. So we're forging ahead, and then of course everybody, Joe had to go out on tour and do his thing, but now we did some more, and we got Andy Johns on board.
Oh wow,
it's pretty exciting for me. You know, he's, you know, for a drummer, he's like, called me and said, Chad, you know, it's, you know, I'm all about the drums, you know, mate. You know, it's all about what kind of drums. You call me and ask me what kind of drums I had, and you know, so he was really, you know, fired up about it. So that went really well, and we got to write a few more songs, and we're gonna go back in at the end of November, and I think we'll have the basics of an album probably by the middle of December. So I'm excited about it.
Now, was there any reticence, however, because knowing Joe, I know one of the missing parts in his career is he always wanted to have a real band with a vocalist. You guys have all had bands with vocalists. So was there any reticence in this going from a fun side project to, like, a real band?
No. For me, it's you really just kind of take it as it comes. And, yeah, it starts as a fun side project, and you don't know where it's going to end up, and I still don't. And but I feel that it's kind of taken on this life of its own. It's just fortunate for me, the timing with myself is that our band is on a kind of extended hiatus for the first time in a long time. You know, Flea's gone back to school. He's a college student at USC. He's taking theory and composition, and he wants to, you know, further himself musically. John, a guitar player, is making crazy instrumental, like electronic music, something he really loves. And it's healthy to do other things. But luckily, I think it's going to be a good stretch of time, probably another year. And so this is perfect timing for me to do other things. It's great to be able to play with other people, and it just makes. Just great to have those opportunities to stretch out and, and try to challenge yourself, and you know, it's good for growth. And this is, I just love this music. This is where I come from. You know, this is my roots. It's this kind of classic rock. That's the stuff I grew up on, the Deep Purples and the Sabbaths and the Zeppelins and those bands. And I think we all have a love for that. And I can tell that Joe, it's different for him. Obviously, he's not the leader of his band, and he's not playing instrumental music. And it's, we really went in with no preconceived ideas other than let's just play rock. Let's play some rock music, some balls out rock. To me, it sounds kind of like what I thought and hoped it would sound like. And that's a bonus. That's refreshing when you go in. The first song we played, and then went back in the control room and listened to it back. I go, oh my God, that sounds great. Sometimes you go in and it's like, that's not exactly what I thought it was going to sound like. But it was like, wow, this is really cool. And you know, without really even, like I say, not trying to be anything other than let's just be ourselves. So,
I mean, obviously with a band that you've been with for a long time, like the Chili Peppers, you know, you fall into a pattern. And you guys do take a long time between making records. Does this feel a little bit more spontaneous to you?
Yeah. We take time between records because we tour for a year and a half, and then we need a little time off. And Chili Peppers, we write all together, and we don't really write on the road or anything. So that's usually, you know, the 3 years between albums is touring and writing and recording and all that. And we did that cycle. We've done that for a long time, and certainly since like 98, for the last 10 years. So I just think it's just time for a break, just to be able, just live your life, and do things. We all have families, and just to be able to do other things and whatever it is. And musically, it's always good to do something and then bring that back to your main band. This is something that I think it's gonna, I have a feeling it's going to take on something bigger than we thought.
Well, now that leads me to my next question. Now, what happens if this band really scores big? The album sells. There's a demand for you guys to play live. I mean, obviously, you guys are all monster players. What happens if this thing really flies?
Well, if all goes, if all goes swimmingly well, which we hope, we're talking about it coming out around April, and at this point, We'll go play behind it. Like I said, I have a year. I have from this point till next October, my band is on the back burner. So this is my priority at the moment. And I hope to go out and play in the summer. And that would be a blast.
I have a very pointed Chili Peppers question, but first let me ask you, staying on Chicken Foot, Sammy made a very famous comment earlier this spring.
Oh, geez, not the Led Zeppelin one.
Yeah,
Oh, God.
What was your reaction?
Sammy and his tequila tasting or something. Wasn't he like in Toronto doing something? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
He's a very excitable boy, as a 60-year-old boy. And I don't think that I would never compare anyone to the great, mighty Led Zeppelin, And I don't think we do sound like Led Zeppelin. I think that we admire that music, and it's something to try to aspire to, for sure, the feeling of it. But it's, we're not doing like blues, the hard blues, or there's those influences are in there for sure. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan. I think we all are.
Right.
So it can't help but seep in there, but there's obviously Van Halen stuff, that it's going to sound like. And it's going to sound like Joe and experimental stuff. And it's going to have funk from what I do. It's just going to be a big mix. And yeah, I'd rather let other people say what it sounds like instead of, Sammy telling people. I don't think that he would really say that.
At this point, it's hard to tell if the comment got twisted or not,
Yeah. He probably said something to the fact like, we like Led Zeppelin or haven't heard anything since. I don't know, but I didn't actually hear him, what he said, but I talked to him about it a little bit, and he's like, oh, that was me opening my big mouth.